Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren's back with the sport. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. I think the second golf major of the year, it's almost snuck up on us a little bit. It's been so busy over the last couple of weeks. But the good news is that Ireland will have five players in action this week at the second major of the year in North Carolina. It's the USPGA, Quail Hollow. Now, there has, of course, been the recent Masters champion, Rory McIlroy, who could forget that win, brilliant win at Augusta. We've Shane Lowry, Tom McKibben, former champion, Porter Carrington, and also Seamus Power. And he's had a pretty tough time, hasn't he, with his health issues over the last couple of seasons. But all eyes will be on Rory, I'm sure, and Shane. But what about Porter Carrington, who's done really, really well at this event, winning it, of course, twice, and in contention a couple of years ago as well. Greg Allen has been talking to him about his chances here this week, but also about Rory McIlroy and what sort of mindset and hopes he has for him this week.
I think my ambitions, you know, I always believe I can win, so why not? To do that, I've got to get my head in the right place. Physically, I'm good enough, so I've got to get my head in the right place. I'm motivated to do that, not just because of this week, but because I've got 2 months of big tournaments ahead of me, so I think playing well this week would be very satisfying, you know, going into the run that I'm going into.
Five Irish in contention this week, yourself included. Clearly, after the Masters in Augusta and Rory's victory, there's high expectation this week. This is one of Rory's playgrounds. He's won four times over the past 15 years. What do you think of Irish chances this week?
Well, overall, our Irish chances, you know, is great. I'm glad to be included in that great. I wish I could take some of Rory's percentage chance of winning because, you know, he's going to be hot favourite on this golf course, even against Scotty. The difference between now and the Masters, I think Scotty's got the bit between his teeth. You know, he went into the Masters off a lot of injuries, or one injury, and he seemed to be grumpy and angry all week. You know, his win last week, he's going to be in a much better place. So Rory's got more to contend with, but he's on a golf course he really loves.
Where do you stand on the notion of Rory having this burden lifted off him and being freer, or are there other issues to be dealt with when you have a burden lifted off you?
We just don't know. It could be free him up, but it could be, like a lot of people, when they achieve what they want to achieve, that's the end of them. You know, I don't know where Rory's goals are, but if his goal was to make the Grand Slam and he doesn't have anything after that, it's amazing that it will taper. It won't taper off this year, but it'll taper off in a couple of years. If that's, I've asked him, and he, way back in the day, so in his head, 9 is his figure, so that's a good sign.
9 majors.
Yeah, because if he was thinking only Grand Slam or 4 majors, it would be the end of, it's been the end of everybody who's done that, so it's not picking on him and saying that he's about a 9 man, so we can expect him to be motivated for probably a few more.
9 majors.
9 majors, yeah.
No pressure there, Rory.
Not 10.
That is something else. Do you know what, Justin? I was actually doing my maths there. Porter Carrington, when he won the USPGA Championship back in 2008, he won the Open that year and the USPGA. Phenomenal effort. 17 years ago.
Wow.
We're getting old, aren't
we? We certainly are. But it always amazes me with Porter Carrington, the way, even after winning a tournament, he'll go back and forensically, rigorously examine his game and try to make further improvements, even if he's a champion.
There's only one Porter Carrington, and he's talking himself up there this week as well in that first part of the interview. So great to have five in the field, actually. And just one for golf fans tomorrow, because the draw was made yesterday. World number 2, Rory McIlroy. He'll play the world number 1, Scotty Scheffler, and number 3, Xander Schauffele, for the first 2 rounds. That's some 3 ball, isn't it? And they're going to tee off nice and early as well for us over here. 1:20, just after 1:20 Irish time tomorrow. So we'll be doing our work at the desks and keeping half an eye on the golf as well. Sunderland heading for the Championship playoff final after a 1-1 draw after extra time against Coventry, secured a 3-2 aggregate win. They'll play Sheffield United for a place in the Premier League next season. Incredible scenes at the Stadium of Light last night after that equalising goal, which turned out to be the winner over the two legs. Very busy and significant week for former Irish skipper Robbie Keane. He manages Ferencváros in the Hungarian Cup final tonight. His side going for a league and cup double, and they can wrap up the league title at the weekend as well. But I think that's a pretty important step for them to take this evening. A couple of important games tonight in the O'Neills under 20 hurling Championship. And in Munster especially, Tipperary and Clare in that Munster final. And then in Leinster semi-finals, Galway played Dublin, Laois meet Kilkenny. Now, the NFL has confirmed that the Pittsburgh Steelers will play the Minnesota Vikings at Croke Park on the 28th of September. Both of these teams made the playoffs last year, so it has the makings of a great game. Kevin O'Connell is the coach of the Vikings. He says he's looking forward to checking up on his Irish heritage when he gets here, and he's genuinely excited about the trip.
I'm certainly looking at this as a genuine great opportunity. It's one thing to play in some of these international opportunities that the NFL has done such a great job putting together. But to be the first in such a wonderful place like Dublin and with such a great sports culture already, great venue in Croke Park and 82,000 plus. I mean, when you think about opportunities to play in unique atmospheres and environments that are experiences for your players, what better way to do that than to play in Dublin, for the first time in the regular season. Which is a big deal to us.
Yeah, that's Kevin there.
Someone left the radio on in the background.
The Americans love playing the music under the press conferences, don't they?
You who knows about these things? Who would you fancy now for that game?
Well, very interesting. I know the Steelers, it's a home game for them. They see it as a Steelers home game.
The Rooney family.
They will want to throw down a marker, I'm sure, in their first game here. But he mentioned the capacity there, holds over 80,000 normally. It'll be back down just into 76,000 because the Hill will be fully seated for the game. So tickets are going to be out in a couple of weeks. They'll be snapped up. They'll be like gold dust, because that's what happens these European games. Before I go, racing in Tipperary today, but also in York, the big week there. And the Musidoras, the stakes is the feature there later on, 10 past 2.
Darren, thank you very much.